So you made some big findings in Belize this summer. Can you talk about that?
There's a site in western Belize known as Chonantinich. And, you know, that site has been investigated since the turn of the 19th century, so back in the 1890s. And just a large number of people have worked there. Nobody had ever found a burial of an important, elite ruler of the site. This year, we decided to excavate this one smaller temple. And bingo, you know, we hit this huge tomb. In fact, one of the largest tombs ever discovered in the country of Belize. This thing was so massive, we had about six people excavating inside this burial chamber at the same time. We had people, you know, excavating the skeletal remains. We had some people excavating the animal remains in there because there were some of that. And other people exposing some of the artifacts.
So what kind of artifacts did you find?
Inside the tomb, we found this adult male individual, somewhere between 20 and 30 years old, and really robust. This guy was in really good shape. He had about 30-some ceramic vessels. That's a large number of pots inside this tomb. He had a little jade necklace, obsidian blades, bone pin, because sometimes they would use these pins to hold up their long hair. And the animal remains look like they're from jaguar and deer.
Now, I understand you also found two panels at the site that used to be part of a hieroglyphic staircase. And these panels have told you a lot about Mayan history.
I think, you know, in many respects, the information provided by these panels, you know, far outweigh the discovery we made in the tomb. For a long time, we didn't know when the hieroglyphic stair had been commissioned. We knew who and where. Well, our panels now tell us that that hieroglyphic stairs was actually commissioned and produced in 642 AD. So if you're in the business of learning about ancient Maya civilization and some of the political intrigue, the discovery of these panels, you know, is just an incredible major contribution. So, fantastic.
How common are tombs and tablets like this? How often do you make these types of discoveries?
I have colleagues who have been working in Maya archaeology for entire careers and have never found any monuments with hieroglyphic inscriptions or have ever discovered any kind of important tombs. So, you know, to say that this is an unbelievable, you know, opportunity, experience is an understatement.